Some drier days may be ahead for later this weekend into early next week in parts of the Midwest, but the big question is, will it last long enough before the next storm system comes in to produce more rain? The answer to that question is perhaps not. We don't know that we're going to be able to see more than 2 or 3 days worth of continuous dry weather across some of the wetter areas. We might be able to squeeze out 4 days in 1 or 2 spots, but I don't think it's going to be very widespread, and that may not be long enough as wet as the ground is going to become here because of the waves of rain coming up over the next few days. We do expect almost all areas in the Midwest to be impacted by precipitation at one time or another as we move forward through Friday. And we'll see some rain still lingering in the eastern areas on Saturday. The precipitation that occurs will be highly varied. We'll likely see some 1 to 3 inch amounts in parts of Missouri and some other pockets scattered about from Missouri into parts of Michigan and Ohio. I think most of the greater amounts will be in the western portion of that described region. We will see more rain also occur across portions of Iowa and Nebraska, and even in the northern U.S. plains from parts of Montana into Minnesota, there will be a significant amount of rain coming up here over the next day and a half or so. The end result is further delays in spring planting, and that's got a lot of people concerned, especially with insurance dates coming up that are going to restrict the amount of payback if there is a failing in the crop, and some farmers may choose to abandon some of their fields. Others will just go ahead and tough it out and put some seed in the ground anyway. Well, the forecast is for a return of shower activity to the western Corn Belt Monday and Tuesday of next week, and that will move across the rest of the Midwest Wednesday into Thursday, maybe even lingering on Friday. The precipitation that results from these showers and thunderstorms will be a lot lighter than the rains that are occurring this week, but it doesn't really matter. The amount of moisture is going to put back as much moisture as we lose to evaporation between this weekend and the first part of next week, resulting in a situation that's going to continue to be too wet for many of these summer crop areas. So the forecast is still not all that favorable for getting aggressive in the fields. Some planting will likely take place, but not necessarily a lot. We do expect to see temperatures across the Midwest turning cooler as we move forward through these next few days. Notable decline in temperatures will likely occur, especially in the western parts of the Corn Belt, where the temperatures will fall from readings that will be in the 70s and 80s here in the near-term part of the forecast, down to readings that may be limited to the 50s and 60s, in the north at least, as we get into day on Friday and Saturday. The odds are pretty good that we will still see 70-degree temperatures in the southern parts of the western Corn Belt. The air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves further to the east across the Midwest. We'll likely see the eastern parts of the Corn Belt cool down from 80s all the way that'll be occurring today through Saturday, down to the range of upper 60 and 70-degree readings, which will occur Sunday and Monday. And then we'll see some more warming come back across the region, but that warm-up will be somewhat abbreviated because of the new weather system that's going to be bringing precipitation back into the region as we get into the early part of next week. The bottom line is that our fieldwork is not going to be able to advance very well for a while longer, and that will likely increase the number of prayers being offered just simply to try to change the weather pattern to something that's more reasonable for getting the rest of the crop in the ground. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.